You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
There is no darkness so deep as the darkness of the man who thinks he is walking in the light.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The National Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Enter our lives with the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, and with the power of your Holy Spirit. Shine your light upon us, and make our lives living proofs of what pleases you. Help us to come out of the darkness and to live in the light of your gracious favor, enjoying your forgiveness and real life for the sake of your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Trying to walk in the darkness can be tough. You try to remember how the room looked in the daytime, and then you feel your way through the darkness. As you have probably found out, that can easily mean a stubbed toe or a scraped shin. Trying to walk in the darkness, all the while thinking you are walking in the light, can be doubly tough. There is no darkness so deep as the darkness of the person who thinks he is walking in the light. The darkness of the man who is afraid to walk in the light is doubly deep and four times as hard to take. There is a moral darkness where people are afraid they will be found out, but even more afraid of the light where they will most certainly be found out. It is that darkness of soul where people are mortally afraid that they will have to see themselves as they are. Whatever becomes visible is light, said St. Paul, and the light that finds you out is terrifying. Talking to people who had entered the light of faith in Jesus Christ and the warmth of love in Jesus Christ, St. Paul said, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Have your way of life, then, as children of light, for the fruit of light is to be found in all goodness and righteousness and truth. A proof of what is pleasing to the Lord. Don't therefore make common cause with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them and put them to the test. For the things done in secret by people like that are disgraceful even to talk about. All things that are exposed by the light become visible, and everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, as the saying goes, wake up, you who are sleeping, and arise from the dead, and Christ will pour his light upon you." It is an invitation not to be afraid of the light, but to come out into the open where the light is. It is an invitation to know Christ and to enjoy light. It is an invitation to forget the works of darkness, which are unfulfilled and unfulfilling, and to enjoy the works of light, which bear fruit of goodness and righteousness and truth. It is an invitation to come out of the old world and to live in the new world. It is an invitation to have life while the whole world is frightened to death by the very light that dispels the darkness. Who wants to be found out, to have the skeletons in his closet exposed, to hang out dirty linen for everybody to see? Who wants to have his ignoble motives and ambitions revealed, his real self disclosed for the whole world to see? At best, that could be embarrassing. At worst, it could be incriminating. It seems easier to live in the darkness, to hide away, to pretend to be strong when you are really weak, to put on the air of courage when you are really scared to death. It seems easier that way, but it isn't. The way of least resistance turns out to be the toughest road anyone could choose for himself. No, said St. Paul, light is the way. Let the light of Christ shine upon you, even though it exposes who you are, the way you feel, and even what you do. Come out into the light, he says, for it is the way to health and happiness. Darkness stands for a lot of things. That is why people talk about keeping someone in the dark. Ignorance is darkness, no matter how you look at it. The gloom that keeps people from being spiritually alive is often described by the prophets as darkness. The people that sat in darkness, said Isaiah, have seen a great light. The people that walked in darkness, upon them the light has shined. That's the kind of darkness people talk about when they say, I have seen the light. It is the dawn when ignorance disappears. Truth dawns, and somebody comes to life again. Don't let anyone deceive you with empty words, said St. Paul. For because of things like that, the anger of God falls upon the sons of disobedience. Don't be bed partners with them. Don't spend your life living with lies. That's living a lie. The world of lies is a world of darkness. Probably that's why the world calls living a lie a cover-up. It is like trying to conceal something that refuses to be concealed. Eventually, the light will disclose it for what it is. Only for a time can it be covered up, and then only imperfectly, because the truth is stronger than any lie. You might rather walk down your street at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, even on a dark day, than at 3 o'clock in the morning, even on a bright day. Things are more likely to happen at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're all alone and nobody's there to protect you than they are at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when other people are more likely to be up and around. Perhaps that's why the darkness is often associated in the Bible with evil. Darkness is the time when the devil does his work. The Bible speaks about the dominion of darkness and the power of darkness. It even talks about the powers of darkness who do their work while everything is dark and evil can be concealed. Lies are the business of the devil. Ignorance is the fertile ground in which the devil plants his seeds. Darkness is the climate where the seeds of the devil grow and do their work. But the devil is hard at work to convince people that the darkness is really light. Very often he succeeds. It's a fact that the bigger the lie, the more people believe it. It's a fact that a newspaper which has probably printed more lies about people and events than any other newspaper in the whole world is called Pravda, which means truth. The demonic has always thrived on the principle of the big lie. It's the devil's work to tell people that darkness is light, that a lie is really the truth, that malice is really kindness, that love is really hate, and that hate is really love. It is the devil's work to say, did God really tell you to do this? Did God really tell you not to do that? If you eat this forbidden fruit, you will have a new experience which will give you a new slant on life. Your eyes will be opened. You will be wiser than ever before. Many people have believed that big lie. It is the business of the devil to picture God as a killjoy. Don't you understand that God is against sin? If you want to have some fun, you've got to sin a little. Bad is good. Wrong is right. Everybody's doing it, so it must be okay. If it feels good, go ahead and do it. People who don't are just squares. They don't know what they're talking about. The technique of the big lie has marvelous success in bringing down upon the world a whole atmosphere of gloom, ignorance, malice, and darkness. When people go their own way instead of God's way, they get wiser, all right. They learn what evil is and what evil does. They make tragic mistakes, and for the first time experience fear. They develop a sense of guilt that often lingers a lifetime. They feel pain as they never felt it before. The curse of God is upon human sin. Let there be no mistake about that. When sin does its work, the darkness deepens, and it doesn't do any good to keep on telling people that darkness is really light. St. Paul mentions three categories of the works of darkness or of human sin. First, there are immorality and impurity. Next, there is covetousness, an everlasting desire for things that hurt instead of help. And third, there is filthiness of mind and of tongue. I get a lot of letters from people who tell me their problems. Those problems invariably have to do with works of darkness. People abuse the sex God has given them and then wonder what happened. They go too far with alcohol and experiment with drugs and wonder why they are suffering. They hurt one another with words or actions that are hard and cruel. And then they wonder why they themselves suffer terribly. Sometimes the hurts are passed on from one generation to another. That doesn't sound like much fun to me. The works of darkness bring misery instead of merriment. When you break a dish, you can buy a new one. If you ruin a TV set, you can get another one. Wreck a car, and you might be able to buy another one. Wreck a life, and you can't just go out and buy another one. It's the only one you'll ever get. A life has to be rebuilt and renewed. It can't just be repaired. It has to be rebuilt and renewed. That takes the renewing and rebuilding power of God, who gave life in the first place, and has the power to rebuild and renew life, as only He can. Jesus Christ came from God to rebuild and renew life. He died as people die. Because of the sin that produces the ultimate darkness, Jesus Christ took that too into His own heart. He died, not for His sins, but for ours. He died for your sins, such as they are. He died to bring you to God, who can rebuild and renew life. In Christ, as the Bible keeps telling us, there's forgiveness for sin. Nobody takes that seriously unless he is out in the light and sees his sin for what it is. Everything that is exposed by the light becomes visible. Your sins probably were visible to others before, but now they become visible to you. You see yourself as you are. You are a sinner. And that's a hard fact to face. It is one fact that most people don't like to face. But there it is, exposed by the light, which is Christ Himself. Jesus Christ shed His blood for what you see in that light. He laid down His life for you. For the sake of Jesus, who died for your sins, God forgives those very sins that you see in the light. He forgives the sins of people who repent of their sins in the light. And He rebuilds and renews the lives of people in that light. The beauty of the light is that it dispels the darkness, even though it exposes the sin at the same time. It's not darkness. It's light. See yourself as you are, out there in the light, where things can be seen for what they are. Don't be afraid of the light. The light of Christ will wake you out of sleep. In the light of Christ, you can wake up from that sleepwalking which so many people call life. Arise from the dead, even as He rose from the dead, by the glory of His Father. It's the promise of God to people who repent of their sins and accept the forgiveness of God for all that is gone before, with life for all that lies before. Whoever you are, you need life, rebuilt by the power of God in the light of Christ. You will find that life becomes new again, with faith in Christ and with love that is part of the new life in Christ. It's not just a plus added on to your old life. It's new life with Christ at its core and Christ its light. It's the promise of God that comes with faith in Christ, which God himself gives by the power of his Holy Spirit through the good news that is in Jesus Christ. Be children of light, said St. Paul, and don't live your whole life in the dark. God makes known his truth to you. The truth is in Christ. The truth is Christ. Everything in Christ is light. Awake, you who are sleeping, and arise from the dead, and Christ will pour his light upon you. Sex, which is a gift from God, can be a thing of joy in the light of Christ. It can be wonderful and fulfilling in the life of anyone who is illuminated by the light of Christ. It is not a thing of darkness, but a thing of light, making of marriage not just another human institution, but a way of life, with all the happiness God gives to people who follow his way and live their lives in the light of Christ. God gave sex to be used, not to be abused. One of the massive evils in the world today is abuse of alcohol and of drugs. Jesus Christ did not condemn alcohol. He made a large quantity of wine for the guests at the wedding of Cana. But Christ and his men said a lot about over-drinking, which leads to a lot of things and has brought darkness to the lives of many people. Over-drinking weakens the moral sense of people and often results in a lot of other sins that degrade life and desecrate the gifts of God intended for happiness of heart rather than contamination of soul, for which abuse of those gifts is often responsible. Slavery is the work of the devil. Liberty is the work of God. If the Son shall make you free, said Jesus Christ, you will be free indeed. Live in the light, where the renewing power of God constantly gives new heart for a new life. The health-giving light of Christ is what you need for healthy, wholesome, and happy life. Don't try to live your life in the sewage of darkness. Filth of mind and of tongue are fit only for the darkness. You are not meant for darkness. Have light and be light in the Lord. That's the way to be light and to live in the light. Put your heart on Christ and live your life with Christ. Don't be afraid of the darkness. Get out there in the light. See yourself as you are, where the rebuilding and renewing power of God can do its work through faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Try it for yourself. You will see the light. No matter what the devil tells you, God is not keeping you in the dark. He wants you in the light, where the good news of Christ can pour health into your heart and soul. If you've been sleeping and hiding in the darkness, now is the time to see the light. The light is Christ himself. He did die for you, and he was raised from the dead for you. He's alive. He's Lord. Let him be Lord in your life and walk in the light. Have the experience of light in the Lord, for the night is departing and the day is approaching. Life in the light is risky, of course, but don't feel threatened. Take the risk of repentance, the risk of faith, and the risk of love, all of which are guaranteed by Christ to bring you the joy of life in the sunshine of God's favor that brings light and warmth to everyone who puts his trust in him whom God sent, even Jesus Christ, who is Lord and Savior. Everything that becomes visible is light, said St. Paul. And for that reason, the saying is true. Awake, you who are sleeping, and arise from the dead, and Christ will pour his light upon you. Amen.